From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, citing the failures of past U.S. efforts, Wednesday outlined a new Syria policy of increased diplomatic and military action.
The United States will maintain a military presence in Syria, focused on ensuring ISIS cannot reemerge. Our military mission in Syria will remain conditions-based.
Tillerson said the U.S. must achieve the full and complete defeat of Islamic State and al-Qaeda.
ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria suffer an enduring defeat, do not present a threat to the homeland, and do not resurface in a new form. That Syria never again serves as a platform or a safe haven for terrorists to organize, recruit, finance, train, and carry out attacks on American citizens at home or abroad or against our allies.
He cautioned American withdrawal would restore President Bashar al-Assad and his brutal treatment of his people and provide Iran the opportunity to strengthen its position.
Syria remains a source of severe strategic threats and a major challenge for our diplomacy. But the United States will continue to remain engaged as a means to protect our own national security interest.
Syria's foreign ministry denounced the U.S. statement as beyond its rights to intervene, calling the military presence illegal. Meanwhile, Turkey Thursday said it was not satisfied with U.S. assurances in playing down plans to back a 30,000-strong border force in northern Syria involving Kurdish-led rebels. Ethiopia has freed senior Oromo opposition leader Merera Gudina from detention, one of hundreds being released in the wake of anti-government unrest. Gudina held for nearly 3 years, and the release didn't surprise him.
All along I was telling them that it is not helpful to them to detain me, all along.
He's the leader of the Oromo Federalist Congress, greeted by thousands of his supporters on his release. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump, in a Reuters interview Wednesday, accused Russia of helping North Korea evade international sanctions. Mr. Trump praised China for its efforts to restrict oil and coal supplies, but said Russia appears to be filling the gaps. Moscow responded, calling the allegation absolutely groundless. The Australian and Japanese prime ministers are seeking better defense ties amid North Korea's nuclear tensions. Australia's Malcolm Turnbull said the signal being sent to Pyongyang is one of solidarity.
Between Australia, Japan, the United States, and China, and indeed the rest of the global community, in continuing to impose strong economic sanctions, we have to maintain those sanctions. That is the only way we will achieve the bringing of this reckless and rogue regime back to its senses. And PM Abe and I are absolutely of the same mind on that.
Despite the easing of tensions over the Winter Olympics, the Australian leader cautioned against Pyongyang's habit of alternating between talks and provocation. The UN warned that hundreds of thousands in the Democratic Republic of Congo face starvation because of conflict, displacement, and lack of funds. Jean-Philippe Chauzy of the International Organization for Migration said millions are without enough to eat in central Kasai region.
People have been displaced so often in the Kasai, they've missed now three planting seasons. And if you don't provide that kind of food assistance now to kind of bridge that gap, people who've been living off foraging in the forest, they will suffer.
He said one out of every seven Congolese is in need of humanitarian assistance. In the northeast Nigerian city Maiduguri, two suspected Boko Haram suicide bombers killed themselves and 10 others wounded dozens in an attack on Wednesday. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the Trump administration's policy in Afghanistan is working and said talks between the government and Taliban, along with the peace process, are closer than ever before.
And what we've seen more than anything is the Taliban is greatly weakened and has recessed and is close to coming to the table. And that's exactly what we want.
Just back from talks with Afghan officials in Kabul, Haley said they called for pressure on Pakistan to close safe havens used by terrorists. UN mediator Matthew Nimitz on Wednesday offered new proposals to resolve a 25-year-old dispute between Greece and Macedonia over the name Macedonia.
I think in the next month, 2 months, a good period in which we should know whether we can make some real serious progress here or not.
He declined to discuss his ideas, but didn't think it was realistic to expect Macedonia not to have Macedonia somewhere in its name. Greece objects, insisting it implies a territorial claim in its province of Macedonia. Tech giant Apple, expecting to spend $350 billion over 5 years in the U.S., announced plans Wednesday to open a second U.S. campus at a cost of $30 billion and make a one-time $38 billion tax payment on overseas assets. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.